She had a John Jay shirt.
Kind of teasing there.
Okay.
Whenever you tell a Cub fan they're a Cardinal fan, they get a little reaction out of that. Never!
Exactly.
Yeah, I see some scattered stuff. It's not big. But they're out there.
Just know what's out there.
We'll be back. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Be happy, be cool, or be suspended without pay. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's President Trump's message to NFL players after two more took a knee during the national anthem of the preseason game. The president tweeted, fans are paying so much money, find another way to protest. Miami Dolphin Kenny Stills told ESPN after he kneeled last night.
I thought I was going to be by myself out there, and today I had an angel with me.
Will this continue into the regular season?
I don't see why not.
The angel was another player, Albert Wilson, who took a knee with him. A few other players raised their fist during the anthem last night. The president also tweeted he's just doubled tariffs on Turkey. Steel, 50%. Aluminum, 20%. Writing, relations with that country are not good. The president's been demanding Turkey release a jailed American pastor. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's due back in court this hour in a fraud case that has nothing to do with the campaign or Russia. Fox's John Decker, live at the White House.
Prosecutors in Paul Manafort's financial fraud trial say they expect to rest their case today. It comes a day after prosecutors focused on a key element of their case, the allegation that Manafort obtained millions of dollars in bank loans under false pretenses. A group of bank employees told jurors yesterday about discrepancies and outright falsehoods contained on Manafort's loan applications. So far, the prosecution has called more than 20 witnesses, including his longtime deputy Rick Gates, as they've sought to prove Manafort defrauded banks and concealed millions of dollars in offshore bank accounts from the IRS. Dave.
John, is getting more tense in Kansas, where in the primary race for governor, Kris Kobach's lead over fellow Republican incumbent Jeff Collier is down to 121 votes. Governor Collier is urging Kobach, the Secretary of State, to stay away from ballot counting, and Kobach told Fox Business,
if he really wants me to recuse myself symbolically, I would be happy to do so.
20,000 people ordered to evacuate one of the newest fires charring California in Orange and Riverside counties. Others staying, ready to battle the flames themselves.
You know, this is our home, and we're not here to lose it.
Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
An illegal immigrant mother and daughter are back in the U.S. thanks to a federal judge who ordered the plane that flew them to El Salvador yesterday to turn around and bring them back. The two are part of an ACLU lawsuit challenging their deportation and fighting Trump administration policy changes for those seeking asylum in the U.S. President Trump's in-laws are now Americans. Melania Trump's mother and father became naturalized citizens yesterday. Attorney Michael Wilds.
We just thank everybody for their attention to this very important dialogue that we're having on immigration. This is an example of it going right.
The First Lady's parents came here from Slovenia, had been legal permanent U.S. residents. Trump critics say they went through the chain migration process using a family sponsor, same thing the president's trying to end. Now, amid a Democratic outcry to abolish ICE, a Massachusetts man's been arrested, accused of trying on Twitter to find someone to kill an ICE agent.
A Brooklyn judge says Brandon Ziabrowski will be monitored until he turns over his passport. He also has to refrain from making threats online. He's accused of offering $500 to anyone who would kill an ICE agent. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says Ziabrowski's actions signal major harm to our discourse, political or otherwise.
A rising tide of public threats and invitations to violence that undermine a democratic society and the rule of law.
Ziabrowski is for now free on a $50,000 bond. He will appear in a Boston courtroom next week. In New York, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A shooting in Canada has left at least four people dead today in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Police had asked residents to stay indoors this morning, but now do have a suspect in custody. There's news on the economy, on inflation. Consumer prices were up 0.2% last month. Year over year, it's a near 3% increase. A lot of the increase in July, housing costs. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A popular University of Illinois campus bar has new owners. WCIA says Eric Meyer ran CAMS for 27 years. His last day in charge was Wednesday. He does think the new owners will leave traditions the way they are. The University of Illinois has new recommendations out for student safety. The News Gazette says the report calls for more training for those in the Greek community and for the campus to shift norms around alcohol by addressing issues of consent. A new report says more Illinois homeowners are getting underwater on their mortgages. The Illinois News Network says for the second quarter of this year, 18% of Illinois homes were mortgaged for more than 25% of the potential sale price of the home. The national average for the second quarter was 10%. Adam Data Solutions is out with a report showing 12 of the top 20 markets for percentage of seriously underwater homes were in Illinois. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto's been serving Champaign for almost 40 years with three convenient locations. Your Champaign CarX man has the right oil for your vehicle and at a great deal at $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Here's your ESPN. 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. That could happen right now.
Yeah, it's happening in parts of Champaign for sure.
But mainly after 2, says the forecast.
Okay.
Down to 64 this evening. The chance of rain at 30%, mainly before 8. Saturday looks great. I know Prairie Crossroads put together the Blues Fest, the Champaign County Fairgrounds. Candy Foster on stage after 9 will be a lot of fun. Keith Harden is part of this, the Painkillers, and some national recording artists, mm-hmm. part of that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high of 83 down to 63 with clear conditions. That'll be great. And on Sunday, we've got a high 84, low 64. Right now, 72 with some clouds and rain in the area. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, we had a price change at RadioRefunds.com. Stand by. Big Grove Tavern?
Yeah.
Remember, we were talking about that steak?
Yes. The
stuffed pork chops this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
$30 gift cards, now $15.
Okay, then. And I know the brunch that Scott had mentioned is something that I'd like to hit. I like to go out.
So I am giving you fair warning, people,
brunch.
Because at 9 o'clock I'm going to buy some Big Grove. Price change, 30. It was 30 for 20, now it's 30 for 15. While they last.
And why not still have some summer fun, rain or shine, at Arrowhead Lanes? They've got some terrific gift cards at our RadioRefunds.com.
50 for 25. Mm-hmm. If you can go spend some money bowling.
That's right.
So you go get yourself a lane and get a couple of these gift cards. You'll get $100 in stuff at Arrowhead or Western. Great, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa and David. And you can do cosmic bowling into pizzas.
That's right.
All the food.
Mm-hmm.
That's all at Radio Refunds. Check them out. Of course, Ben Grice, the Humble Hog and Harvest Ale, 25 for $12.50. Smoked Food Truck, 20 for $10. Pie's the Limit. Village at the Crossing, 10 for $6.
Yum.
City Girl Yogurt, 5 points. University in Cunningham for not the townies, 30 for $15. And Steeple Coffee House. Off the downtown square in beautiful, historic Monticello.
Yeah.
Owner Marty Gortner. $10 for 5 if you frequent Monticello.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
They've got some fun things happening. Allerton doing an Irish fest this weekend.
RadioRefunds.com. Miss Illinois has to go to the DMV.
Okay.
Do we go to Champaign? Do I scoot to Monticello, Rantoul?
Personally, favor the Round Barn location.
That's the new DMV. Yeah. I think they I've been in,
I'm in and out quick.
Yeah, you know, I'm because the perception is here it's raining in Urbana.
Yep.
You think DMV and you go, oh, it's gonna take forever.
Right.
But the last few times I've gone to the Champaign, it used to be Round Barn True Value where the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
It's quick.
It is.
All right, so we'll plan to go there.
Easy peasy.
Okay, good. I'm not sure if it's an update. I don't know what it is. But she said I need to go.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Digital distractions, cell phones in classrooms contribute to failing grades. Cell phones and laptops can be distracting for students in classrooms. Oh, there you go. If it's a laptop, can't you do kind of the same searching stuff? And you could be under the auspices of the class, say, hey, I need my laptop, and you could be doing something else, shopping eBay. Cell phones and laptops can be distracting for students in classrooms. And new research, ladies and gentlemen, shows that using electronic devices can even lower students' grades. Scientists who studied the effects of divided attention in people know that when attention is divided between two tasks, fewer items regarding these tasks may be recalled later. Oh, that makes sense. You're distracted. Concept called retention. Well, I don't think that's a new word, is it? Retention? What do you retain? Additional research on electronic devices show that smartphones can reduce the ability to think to a person's full potential. Specialist on technology in the classroom, Genevieve Collins. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. You?
I'm fine. Reading through this little story here essentially says we can be distracted and it might be bad for my grades. That doesn't sound like rocket science. That makes sense.
Right? I mean, being able to use technology in a way that may not be exactly how it's intended, shocking that people might get on social media when they don't care about what's happening in biology class.
Yeah, I would say, you know, the Instagram is way more interesting than molecules.
I think we would all agree with that.
All right, so we use it for classrooms and studying and stuff. Where's the line that says, okay, man, I got to trust you at some level to not be shopping Amazon when we're talking about algebra?
Fair enough. Well, the real deal is that teachers and administrators need to help students understand what the rules and management of their devices are. We live in a 21st century environment where technology is going to be a daily part of our lives. So helping kind of set parameters for kids and then helping manage that as adults so they know what's expected of them is really all we need to do.
Yeah, but if you're 15, sometimes they don't quite get it all and do it necessarily.
Have you been around teenagers? They follow
right.
All the time. They're perfect at it.
Hey, listen, and I've been facetious in some ways, but really adamant in others. It's I don't think any child under the age of 16 should be allowed a smartphone. You can't sell me on that. A cell phone with text and call mom, yeah. But not the naked pictures of 14-year-olds are sending to their boyfriends. That's ridiculous.
Well, that is ridiculous. But I think we have to really focus on in school giving kids technology to really expand their learning, you know, and really giving students access to tools that are about providing personalized instruction so that kids are staying engaged because they're being met at their level. They're being engaged and interested and able to participate in something that they find interesting, which is exactly the best way to use technology to really further student outcomes.
Way more logical than what I just said.
Right.
Well done, Genevieve. Well
right.
done. So, I guess it comes down to you just got to trust, you got to guide, got to monitor, those kinds of things.
Absolutely, but also give kids the freedom to explore. So I say this kind of tongue-in-cheek, but part of technology, we're preparing kids to be 21st century workforce ready. So they need to be able to explore and fail at doing things with technology so that they really learn how to use it and manipulate it in a way that's going to produce the results that we need.
Yeah.
Well, and lots of schools do a block on social media, don't they?
They do. So a ton of districts throughout Michigan, well, also throughout the state, throughout the country, are providing devices to students. And so these devices will have blocked sites, so students can't even access, you know, social media or, you know, pornography or anything that they shouldn't be on. All of those devices have come embedded with all of the content to keep kids on the path of what they need to be experiencing.
Yeah, and I think there's so much out there that I don't know about that where parents can monitor without having to grab the phone, too, right? I mean, there are alerts and things that you can kind of see what they see, right?
Absolutely. There are a gajillion apps that give parents access and transparency into what their kids are looking at.
Yeah.
But again, it's part of setting that, having the conversation of setting the expectations. How are you using this? Are you using it in school as a learning modality? And how are you continually able to, as a parent or even an administrator, say, well, if I can't beat them, join them.
Mm-hmm.
But doing it in a really productive and thoughtful way.
Very smart, very measured. Jennifer Collins is her name. She's mm-hmm. down in Dallas.
Guinevere.
Mm-hmm. Guinevere or Genevieve.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know.
But not Jennifer.
I said Jennifer? I think she hung up already.
That's right.
Whew. Genevieve Collins, specialist on technology in the classroom. So, yeah, I totally, you got to come out of your education these days.
Right.
Knowing that's why we hand our kids the phones all the time
mm-hmm.
to fix it.
Yeah.
And what they do with that thumb is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
How fast they can go.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty impressive. 816, ESPN 93.5, a little watering of the grass is what we just experienced at the Pines in Urbana. That's about
right.
It. Yep.
And, you know, we welcome this rain every once in a while, and you said your grass is getting dry over in Champaign. In any case, we are getting a light shower. Cardinals and Kansas City will go at it today. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Cubs and Washington Nationals have a day game with a 1:20 start on US 105.9. Cleveland and the Chicago White Sox at 7:10, and that's on Chicago's south side. They'll be doing the hosting. Let's see. We had Green Bay beating the Tennessee Titans 31-17. Cincinnati beat the Bears 30-27. Colts over Seattle 19-17 with Andrew Luck returning to action. And so the preseason week one of 5 weeks is underway now.
Yep.
But, of course, fans are saying if their team lost, none of this matters. Even though they're talking about it like it matters.
They don't use the starters very long in these things, so they don't want them to get hurt.
Right, that's true.
I watched a little of the preseason of I don't know what game it was because it doesn't matter because I don't know any players anyway, but they all look fast, big, and strong to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing how hard it is to make a roster in the NFL. Some of the great stars out of college can't make a roster. It's amazing the physical stature of today's NFL athlete and athletes in general. They're just so far advanced, and I don't know how much better and faster and bigger and stronger we can get.
Oh, my mic just fell off. Sorry about that. Gary Woodland on top of the leaderboard. The PGA 100th edition of the championship is down in St. Louis. So a lot of people watching, especially this afternoon, when Tiger is with Roy McIlroy and Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
248.
A little screw came off that, didn't it?
Try to manage that.
I don't think
you're
talking. Can you fix that?
I can.
Sometimes we, screws and things come loose over time because we grab the microphones and mm-hmm. move them around so they get loose.
Uh-huh.
Well done.
So I'm glad the camera is on you right now, Stevie J.
Yeah, I think the camera's broken in your room.
I'm glad about that.
I just tried turning it on so people can watch it, but no.
ESPNCU.com is where you can always tap into our YouTube channel and, of course, our podcast later today.
So people are noticing the panhandling on campus and the mall and everything, huh?
That's it.
And it's just
awkward.
What do we do?
Yeah.
Do you hand everybody something?
Never.
And who?
Never have handed anybody anything.
But why not?
It's because I don't want it to be used for drugs and alcohol.
Hmm.
And then, you know, some people say, will you go inside and have lunch with me at this restaurant where you're holding up your sign?
And will they?
And they typically don't. I mean, they don't want to miss the opportunity to make a couple hundred bucks.
No, they can't make a couple hundred bucks.
I'm telling you, that's the going rate right now.
Excuse me? I can sit at the corner of Green and Six. And
that's why people aren't getting jobs and doing the little cardboard sign.
Do you think a lot of that's just fake?
Oh, I know it is.
359-2255, panhandling fake. Let's check weather.
We've got a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, obviously. Today's high 84, 64 our low tonight. We're currently at 74. 84 the high tomorrow with sunshine. Sunday, sun in the forecast, up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s. Again, 74 with some light rain, ESPN 93.5.
What about the guy in the Army jacket that says veteran
I know.
Need help?
It tugs on your heartstrings.
Just sitting
sure.
outside Walmart. Walmart in Savoy is a lot of that.
I know it.
359-2255. I'm going to touch on that in just a second. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, you paid a little more for things last month. The consumer price index rose 0.2% in July compared with a year ago. Prices are up 2.9%. That's even weaker than forecast. The monthly core increase, excluding food and energy, also was up 0.2%. Housing and food cost you more last month. Energy prices declined. This report indicates you're not making as much as a year ago. Adjusted for inflation, average weekly earnings have declined 0.1%. JetBlue is reporting strong business in July. It was flying more passengers and was making more. A Campbell Soup Company heir is joining investment fund Third Point, urging the company to put itself for sale after disappointing earnings. George Strawbridge Jr., grandson of the inventor of Campbell Soup, says he's raised concerns about the company. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash in Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2929 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2929.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loaner Tool Program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get your car running right with a great deal on Lucas Complete Field Treatment, two for just $8. Must buy two. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone.
Did you know Chicago's airports offer you more than 1,500 direct, daily, domestic, and international flights? Did you also know Peoria Charter sends 10 buses every day to and from Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports out of Champaign? Riding clean, climate-controlled comfort while relaxing with a professional driver behind the wheel. You can also experience the convenience of being dropped off at the front door of the airport. To learn more, see the schedule, or purchase a ticket, visit PeoriaCharter.com and click on Buy a Ticket. That's PeoriaCharter.com.
You see somebody asking for money that says God bless you, and you don't give them a dollar?
I don't. Yeah, I'm going to give in different kind of ways to organizations that help the homeless. The homeless number has gone up in our area in a recent survey.
Yeah.
It was 181 was the survey that was releasing the numbers this week. Last year it was 160.
Well, and the ones I've seen between 6th and 5th Street on Green Street, three or four of them, they don't look destitute to me. You can tell some of them that are, you know when somebody truly isn't sleeping anywhere but on the, you can tell, right? And there's issues, and that would be cause for concern. You're helping them get more alcohol or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But my perspective is when I was 10, we lived in India, and we saw beggars. I mean, these are deformed human beings. One was called the Monkey Man. He couldn't stand up. He had to crouch at his low. I mean, I'm talking serious, awful, unbelievable, indelible, I can't get them out of my head kind of people.
Well, some of these deformities, though, are brought on by the parents who want to try to make money off of their
it's
kids.
It's just horrific.
And maybe cripple their kids so they can make money.
These guys I'm seeing on the street around here are in the penthouse compared to the Indian third world country people.
Sure.
I mean, so from there I said, oh, man, we ought to give them a rupee or something, help them. And so when I see people on the street, I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute, this really can be a gig. I saw two of them talking to each other, pointing where they're each going to stand. The guy had a little cardboard thing.
Mm-hmm.
They had cell phones.
Right.
So is it a gig? And if so, how much can you make?
Well, and I've heard in some undercover reports that everybody meets at a certain location.
Really?
This is
like a union?
Yeah. And then they all contribute how much they made on that corner for such and such amount of time.
Really?
And then they pay everybody off. And
Wait a minute, Ethel, you're holding out on me, man. I saw a guy give you a 20.
Right.
How do you know that they're...
I mean, I'm sure there's
so
some
this
of
is like
too.
A consortium of sorts.
I just have heard things over the years. I don't know if that's right now.
More in tune to the street than I am. Anyway, anybody else notice the begging, the panhandling? Panhandling's the word, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it at the mall. Don't go there very often. But around campus, certainly do.
There was one that was aggressive and came up to my window and was talking to me. And, you know, I have... kid in the car, and this is awkward, and I'm not going to pull out my money because, you know, you're too close to me right now, and, you know, you could reach over or pull out a gun.
What are the laws in Champaign and Urbana for me?
I was just looking up some ordinances.
Next time we have Deborah Frank Finan on, we should ask the mayor, can I do that?
Here's Gary chiming in. When I see people begging for money and they're smoking cigarettes and talking on a cell phone, and when they think no one is looking, it sure makes me wonder. And Jordan's saying, it's all fake. The other day I was out by PetSmart, and the guy was sitting there with a sign at 20 feet from his left was now hiring sign.
So he had different signs.
I bet
signs.
He didn't go in there and apply.
Yeah, okay, so they're just... different signs, different messages. I see a lot of the veterans, which whatever going to touch you, they're going to use those. But it's just,
why don't they try to get a job?
But isn't it, man, I wouldn't mess around with that. I mean, you're talking about pretending that you're that. That's a bad thing to pretend to be.
I mean, if there are people that want a regular gig, you got some issues in your life, you can't manage a 9-to-5, why not work 4 hours on the Walmart corner?
I guess. I mean, I would presume everybody that does it has issues. Or is this a manipulated plan deal? See, it gives the people that need it bad names.
Sure.
Because now we're all skeptical of saying, well, go to work. Well, we don't know. We're certainly not in their shoes. We have no idea what they're dealing with.
Right.
So from that perspective, it's like have a heart, but, I mean, again, four people in one small little 5th to 6th Street on Green Street, four of them.
And within blocks of the Phoenix and See You at Home with Rob Dahlhaus helping manage some of these issues for the homeless.
Yeah, but again, several of them did not look, they got in their car and probably, I don't know.
Right.
It just didn't look, they need to probably look more like somebody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I remember John Stossel from Fox News did an undercover and sat there all day and made a lot of money.
That's right.
But he dressed the part.
That's right.
But it's stunning. I don't think I would, you know, there's scams and there's scams. You're talking about the lowest of the low. Some of these people truly are really bad and probably could use a dollar and some guidance and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
But to just go do it because you can get money is, I think, really, really especially bad. You're playing on the sympathies and empathies of others when you don't need to be, and it's a scam, 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 and you know it in your heart. You have to know it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't do that. Okay, 359-2255. Anything to add to that? We'll be right back. 829, check your Fox News and local news next. It's Friday.
Finding a job you love or finding the right staff to fill your needs should not be hard work. Let Spirion Staffing do the heavy lifting for you. We find people jobs. We love what we do. Since 1981, Spirion has been connecting great talent with local businesses in administrative, light industrial, and professional roles. With offices in Champaign, Coles, and Macon County, Spirion is ready to partner with you to make either finding your next position or hiring your next employee an easy job. Call Spirion at 217-359-4488 for more information. And put us to work for you today.
Listen to the radio driving in your car. Radio gets results. Radio is there no matter where you are. Radio gets results. Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Hi, this is Shane Morrison. Owner and operator of Rosati's Pizza here in Urbana, Illinois. Customers come back because of radio. It's not just building customers, it's also keeping customers. And radio has helped me do just that. When it comes to food, I want people to think of Rosati's all the time. And that happens because of radio. I work with Josh Laskowski, who always has my best interests in mind and always provides me with awesome outside-the-box ideas. If you're thinking about marketing your business, don't hesitate. Call Josh Laskowski and his CBJ Broadcasting team so they can help you get the results just like they've done for me.
Call me and let's chat about how radio can help your business at 217-239-4646. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, find another way to protest, as a few NFL players go back to kneeling or raising a fist before the national anthem.
The national anthem debate officially entering year three for the NFL last night as protests continued during the Star-Spangled Banner before preseason games. Dolphins receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson continued their kneeling. This as the NFL and the Players Association continue their discussions over a compromise on the national anthem policy.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. The president announces he's authorizing doubling steel and aluminum tariffs on Turkey, tweeting, relations are not good at this time.
Turkey's currency has lost almost a third of its value this year. Analysts say there are two main reasons, concerns about the economic policy of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and a clash with the U.S. over the detention of an American pastor. Two countries imposing sanctions on each other in that dispute in recent days.
That's Simon Owen. Fox News. You report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois has new recommendations out for student safety. The News Gazette says the report calls for more training for those in the Greek community and for the campus to shift norms around alcohol by addressing issues of consent. The report says nearly one in five women said they had been raped. The University of Illinois Police is looking for student help. WCIA says they are looking for seven or eight student workers. The students help other students walk home using SafeWalk. You might be planning trips for Labor Day or later this year. Be aware of travel scams. A new report says travel scams are on the rise. MarketWatch says, according to e-commerce fraud prevention firm Forter, travel and online agency fraud rates went up 37% between the first quarters of 2017 and 18. Travel scams can include anything from pickpockets on the street to websites pretending to be travel companies to get your personal information. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We got some spotty showers this morning.
You fixed the microphone yourself. That's impressive.
Thank you.
Thumb tight or you didn't have a tool in there.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
It's all good.
Well done.
Well, I'm watching Mike Anderson this summer a little closer, picking up some tips on my handyman skills.
Yeah.
We've got a low 64 into the evening tonight. The chance of scattered showers at 30%. Sunshine expected tomorrow with a high 83, low 63, clear conditions. Sunny on Sunday, high 84, low 63, 73 now on ESPN 93.5.
You know, all the wildfires in California, smoke. You know, California is a big state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Smoke from the California wildfires now covering 75% of the state.
Wow.
That is unbelievable. Wow. I mean, it's so sad to see all this destruction. It just, what do you do with a wildfire?
So here's a text in to 359-2255 on our panhandling topic and how we think it's been worse this summer. Hi, Stevie and Diane. My wife and I saw someone saying they were homeless last week by Kohl's, and then we got them a cheeseburger from McDonald's. They already had a few bags. and they must have been given them from others.
Okay.
You never know when the cash is going to go when you give something.
Right. So you buy something instead of giving them. Okay. And I wonder how they feel about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, this person who approached me aggressively, I didn't really finish my story. I asked his name, and I said, I want to pray for you, and I totally turned the situation around.
What do you say to that?
I mean, he answered my questions, and I didn't feel as threatened as the beginning by, you know, pulling the spiritual card, so to speak.
Well, good for you. Nice thing to do. I'm going to pray for you. But, yeah, just kind of a higher incidence of panhandling out there, and it's a little awkward. There's no question, because you want to be a caring individual, but you also don't want to give it to somebody who's very capable themselves of doing something, but maybe they're not. That's the hard part about all of that is what to do, how to help if you want to help them. I mean, we should want to help. There's a lot of people that need help. But there are also resources and people out and around that do that kind of thing. Okay, you saw the vice president yesterday, maybe? Announcing Space Force? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Put me down. Can I be an admiral or something? Rachel Sutherland, ace Fox News reporter. I could probably lead the first team to wherever we're going, whatever we're doing. I get a laser thing or something, don't I?
You know, it takes us all back, right? I mean, my favorite character was Yoda. Did you know that is a Yoda translator online? You can just type in what you want to say, and it'll put it into yoga speak.
Come on, man.
I want that.
That Yoda. Is too
the great
cool.
One.
Yeah. Oh, Yoda.
Yeah.
So darn wise.
I'll tweet it at you.
Yeah. All right, please. I'd like to see that. At Sutherland Fox, if you want to get in on the cool tweets like that. Okay.
Actually, it's already posted on my Twitter site, yeah.
At Sutherland Fox, no relation to Donald or Kiefer. Donald Sutherland is such a good actor. In Hunger Games, man, he was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's great.
So what's the detail here? I mean, I'm curious.
Well, the vice president says that a space force, a sixth branch of the military, is needed. And it's easy to poke fun at something like this. We've been having a ball. But at the same time, there are all these sensitive satellites that are in orbit. And there are concerns at the higher levels of the Pentagon that Russia and China, we know, have the capability to take one of those out. Now, the question is, do they want to do that? Is there a motivation to do that? Well, today, probably not. We work pretty well with Russia and China when it comes to outer space. I mean, look at the International Space Station. No one's blowing up anything over there. But at the same time, things change. Nations could get capabilities that they don't have now. And the idea of knocking a satellite out of orbit is just devastating. We talk about cyber attacks and how frightening that could be. This would be almost the apocalypse. No GPS, no banking, no power, no nothing, if you think about it. I mean, even medical hospitals rely on all this now.
Well, when you talk about that, then you're saying, well, maybe we should have something to defend it, whatever, whether it's a space force or something else. But I, you know, in working some other industries, I am aware of the battle on the west coast of Africa for oil and what, you know, China's trying to rush there. We're trying to work out details with Nigeria, stuff like that. And another issue and a concern was, you know, the fear that China could paint, is the term they use, paint one of our satellites, go in, take Taiwan, and we wouldn't even see it. So there are things being discussed at different levels, super secret stuff, that there might be a real reason to say, what would that do if they did stuff like that or got into our internet or got into our, then we probably ought to have a means to at least discuss and price and see if we can get it done up there.
Well, but some would argue we do. It's under the wing of the Air Force right now. The Air Force does have, that's part of their job, is to take care of what's going on with our satellites and all these sensitive pieces of equipment. Now, the first step would be turning this into its own, what they call a combatant command. There's already that for cyber, right? So this is something that, this is a division within the armed forces. Then the next step is to make it a sixth branch of the military. And it really comes down to, some will say, is it needed because the Air Force is doing this? And secondly, what will it cost? And we've been really shaking trees at the Pentagon to try to figure that out. At this point, top brass is saying, you know, no dollar tag yet, but it will be into the billions. And Congress will really make the decision on how much money will be spent on something like that.
Well, give them credit. I sure didn't think of that. Space Force.
What, the money part?
No, just the concept of having like a Space Force. I mean, I'd have sat around a while before I'd have said that.
Where would boot camp take place? I mean, it's so many questions.
It's the moon, silly. That's where your boot camp is, and you can do a little broad jumping across the moon because of gravity. That'd be kind of fun.
People would be signing up for that left and right at the recruiting stations.
Left and right, and you can put whatever standards you want on that. People would sign up for it. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News, always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
839 ESPN 93.5. Okay. A lot of things to be discussed and answered. But, yeah, from the standpoint of whatever they could do to a satellite or whatever they could do to, you know, devastate us, I mean, you flip the switch on the internet not working and there's no cell service. We don't have wired phones anymore, folks. How would you do that? Just pretend that all the cell towers got blown up by our adversaries and there's no internet. What would you do? Call AT&T and get a hardwired line, I guess. I don't know. All right, you want to go to Grace's send-off. You're totally invited. It's a fundraiser at the iHotel. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres and soft drinks. But you got to buy these before. I thought we were going to have some available at the door. We will not. This has to be a count because it's catered.
Mm-hmm.
We would love you to be there. The chancellor and his lovely wife will be there at the University of Illinois. Chancellor Robert Jones will be there. Say a few words about Grace, but it'll be special, and we hope you can come.
It's the send-off for Miss Illinois 2018, Grace Kachaturian.
There she is.
You're invited to join us at the iHotel and Conference Center Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. to see Grace and wish her luck at the Miss America competition in Atlantic City. Join us for hors d'oeuvres and soft drinks and even some desserts. Admission is only $15 a person. Children under 12, just $5. All money raised goes to the Miss Illinois Scholarship Association. Tickets must be purchased by August 17th at Miss Illinois. .org. It's a send-off for Miss Illinois 2018, Grace Kachaturian, coming up Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 at the iHotel and Conference Center. Tickets available at MissIllinois.org. Buy yours today, and we'll see you there.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit countryarbors.com for more information.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
If you're placing a bet on which guy is going to come out of this season on top, and I'm not going to play the fantasy football game, not yet at least, who do you take higher in fantasy football, but which guy is going to have the better real football season, there's one number that makes you say, take Carson Wentz. The number is 585. That's the number that says to you, take Carson Wentz over Andrew Luck. 585 represents the number of days it's been since Andrew Luck has played football. 585 days since he's been in a real, live-action NFL football game. Put your money on Carson Wentz. They both have awesome potential. Carson Wentz is a safer bet. There you go, Eagles fans. See there? There are times when we can all be friends.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Napa Legend batteries come with a $15 rebate by mail. Their long-lasting durability stands up to extreme conditions. So even on scorching days, it'll puff its chest out and be all like, hey, summer heat, find another car battery to drain. Napa Legend batteries with $15 mail-in rebate. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Hey, grilling fans, listen.
it up. The sun is shining, temps are rising. And if there's one thing we know about summer, it's that this kind of weather doesn't last for long. So grab your grill, ignite those coals, and throw on some burgers, steaks, all your favorites. Because once this fire starts burning, the good times are sure to start rolling. Kingsford, start something.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, I would mind doing a little segment next week on panhandling.
Yeah.
On what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's illegal. They can do it.
Right.
But what about a business that doesn't want them outside their business?
I know.
How do you do that?
There's different council, when I Googled it, Urbana and City Council visiting regulations on how to handle things inside the last, 2 months, really. So.
All right, let's check sports headlines quarter till nine.
Do we have the Redbird recap?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do that.
Get out of my
game tonight against Kansas City.
Get out of my Star Wars theme here.
Good morning, everyone. The Cardinals are back in action tonight following a day off in Kansas City as they open a 3-game series against the Royals. The end of the final 3-city road trip of the year for the Redbirds. And boy, has it been a good one. Going back to the series against the Cubs at home, the Cardinals have won 9 of their last 13. 2 of 3 against Chicago, 3 of 4 against Colorado, and then winning 2 of 3 on the road against both Pittsburgh and Miami. They'll try to keep it rolling tonight with Austin Gomber on the mound at 7:15. Hammer and Total Access is at 6:20. Big reason for the Cardinals' success lately, their bullpen since that series against the Cubs and the stretch of 9 wins in 13 games. The bullpen has thrown 47 innings, posting a 1.34 ERA. Again, tonight, 7:15, first pitch, 6:20 for Hammer and Total Access, Cardinals and Royals on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Another evening game will be Chicago White Sox hosting Cleveland at 7:10. Cubs and Washington will play during the day, 1:20 start on US 105.9. First week of 5 for the preseason NFL action. How did your favorite team do?
I got to find out. What the Saints
did. Oh, yeah. What did the Saints do?
I don't know. Okay. They were winning against Shad Khan's team with a minute or two to go.
Yeah, so. They were playing the Jaguars. Wow. So we had, we also had the Bears that were winning most of the game, and they ended up losing to Cincinnati 30-17. Colts on top over Seattle 19-17. Andrew Luck returns for a little while. Green Bay over the Tennessee Titans 31-17. Did you find the Saints score?
Yeah, Saints won 24-20.
Okay, good. Yeah, I see that now.
Yeah. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars will be very, very good again, and Shad Khan's got that thing going on. I think I root for them every week except when they play the Saints. Other than that, I'm all in. I'm rooting for Shad all the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, in
St. Louis, the PGA 100th edition of the championship, and Gary Woodland was on top of the leaderboard, but might also be knocked down. He was at 6 under, so they have started round 2 today and into the weekend. Lots of folks coming down to see that.
No, I mean, it's I know a lot of people local. You bet. I mean, oh, my God, Gary Woodland birdied early, so now he's 7 under.
Okay, wow.
And Brandon Stone, he's at 6, and then Kevin Kisner's at 5. So this is a little unusual for the PGA to be this scoreable. But the conditions, again, are very good. It rained 1.5 inches earlier in the week in St. Louis, made things kind of soft. So these guys with an iron in their hands, 150 in, it's just shooting darts. Guys are so good at golf. It's so crazy. All right, there's a whole bunch of people under par. So I think the cut's going to be what they're going to project. I think they're thinking the cut's going to be plus 1. Woo, pretty good scoring. 8:48, we'll check your weather coming up.
It's time for back-to-school shopping, and Game Day Spirit can cover all your bases, from your toddlers to your teens and kids going off to college. Game Day is bringing in new Nike apparel daily, and you don't want to miss out on the coolest items. There are new t-shirts and jackets, perfect for both the classroom and a game. Game Day Spirit is also the official carrier of the Illinois Clear Bags that are compliant with the new Clear Bag policy at Memorial Stadium. Don't get caught off guard. Get your bag early and be ready for a great football season. Shop Game Day and go Illini!
Previously on Paying Carp, what would get you excited about this Bears season?
As I look at the schedule, I'm trying to pinpoint one game that could be the swing game.
Okay.
Now, the Bears open the season against the Packers. The next week, I think it's Monday Night Football against the Seahawks. And right there, that's the one. Week two, it's that Monday Night game at home against Seattle, which is a team that it feels like their championship window is closed.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't scare you as much. That's a winnable game.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN. 93.5.
I'm Troy Lands. At Lands, Inc., we have expanded our services to meet your comfort needs. We now provide heating and cooling, plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. With our 8-to-8 same great rate, 24-7 emergency service, and comfort club maintenance plans, you can count on Lands to keep you and your home comfortable any season, anytime. Call or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to MobileMeter.us.
All right, 8:51. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looks like the spotty showers here in Urbana have moved along. A scattered shower and thunderstorm chance today at 40%. Otherwise, some sun trying to peek through. And down to 64 into the evening tonight. Up to 85 tomorrow, down to 63. Clear conditions, sunny with a high 84 on Sunday. Down to 63 in the evening. 84 back to work on Monday with the sunshine. Right now, 74, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, PGA in St. Louis looks enormously scoreable. Most everybody is either plus one, even, or minus in the early stages of this morning. So I would think if 92 is a forecast in St. Louis today, mm-hmm. it's going to get a little windy.
Mm-hmm.
Generally does when it's that warm. So afternoon might not be as good a deal as right now. So we'll see if Gary Woodland can take advantage. I don't think he's ever won a major, so we'll see if he can. Oh, it's only day two of day four, so it's 4 days. So we'll see. Anyway, it's fun having another major. Then the next big golf thing will be the PGA at FedEx stuff that they go for $10 million.
And a lot of hits to find out when the super group is up. It looks like 2:48 for Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas.
Might be Eastern time. Or is it? No, it's Central time. Because it's
Tiger
also,
Woods.
Tiger Woods, Rory, and Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if that's Eastern or Central. Anyway, it's this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
TNT's got it. They had to pay a bunch of bucks for that. Okay, that's going to pretty much do it. Jeremy Warner's show. Jeremy's been busy this week, obviously, at Illinois practice.
Yes.
Rod Smith, the Illinois offensive coordinator, said the offense took a step backwards yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Well, he's implementing the hair-on-fire offense. That's where you hurry up. And can you say offsides? I mean, it's not that dang easy.
Right.
This is like go, and the defense can't substitute.
No, you got to know the codes.
The only negative is that is you got to keep your defense off the field. So, I mean, there's got to be growing pains. I mean, when you're putting in a brand-new system, how many offensive systems have the Illini football team had in the last 10 years? A bunch.
Yeah.
I don't know. How many different offensive systems have the Illini had in the last decade? Seven? I mean, a bunch. Anyway, rooting for you. And you know what? We've never seen that here. We've seen kind of go fast, but we haven't seen this. This is like go, 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 and the team can't, the other team can't bring guys in either.
Right.
So, I mean, it would be really cool until we're three and out and we take 30 seconds off the clock. That's the negative. And they're going to be that. We'll have a bunch of those.
Sure.
But I think it, you know, if you do it well, you got them. I mean, look at, like, Oregon in the past. Some of these offenses, you can't breathe and they're moving down the field. Their time of possession is awful, but they can score really fast. I think it's fun. I mean, let's go.
That's right.
What exactly do we have to lose?
Exactly.
Okay, and we're not far from the first game. All right, we'll...
Kent State, September 1.
And this is August 10, 3 weeks from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Get ready. Get those brats going.
That's right.
Thank you, Diane.
All right, enjoy your weekend, Stevie.
That's Diane Ducey. Does an outstanding job in every darn thing.
And you did such a great job. And congratulations to Peter Fox and the gang. High Hotel and Conference Center, 10 years tomorrow.
Little reception last night. Wow. Diane was there as well. Did a great job, too. All right, see you Monday. ESPN 93.5, Jeremy Warner Show next. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
Ace for Hardwood, starting at just $249 per square foot. Bring your colors, pictures, swatches, and ideas to our showroom on Mercury Drive in Champaign. One of our trained consultants will listen to your needs, then find the perfect hardwood for your project. Flooring Surfaces also offers professional installation service for every item we sell, so you can have beautiful new floors with no hassle. The best floors come from Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
And see why Willapon Golf Club is the most improved golf course in Central Illinois. Play a beautiful course at a great price in Rantoul. Golf for $25 Monday through Friday and $30 on the weekends. Plus, don't forget the senior special. Golf Monday through Friday with a cart for $20. Work on your swing. Work on putting. There's no better place to finish up the golf season than playing Willapon Golf Course in Rantoul. And don't forget to grab a great meal and drinks at the 19th hole bar and grill. Willapon Golf Course. We'll see you at the pond. Philippians 4:13 states, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If this world is sucking the life, strength, and joy out of you, seek strength through Jesus Christ. He gives us everything we need to have true joy in our life. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket Florist.
Summer is here, so take a swing at Legends Golf Course, conveniently located in Southwest Champaign across from the new Carl at the Fields. It's a full practice facility with a driving range, a 9-hole executive course. Professional teaching, club sales, and repair are available for your convenience. Sign up with a partner or by yourself for weekly ladies and men's leagues with no long-term commitments. Short on time? Play 9 at the Legends. Visit their website for more information at legendsofchampaign.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loaner Tool Program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get your car running right with a great deal on Lucas Complete Field Treatment, 2 for just $8. Must buy 2. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Starting Friday, August 16th, and each Friday and Saturday night at Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign, don't miss their late nights at the Big Grove Bar and outside on the patio. Starting Friday, August 16th, Big Grove will stay open until 1 a.m. with a full bar menu including great wine, unique cocktails, and an assortment of craft beer. Big Grove will also serve up a special late night menu with tacos, burgers, and veggie options. Enjoy late summer and early fall on one of the region's best patios at Big Grove Tavern, where everyone is welcome.
All right. It's an honor to welcome yet another law enforcement official of the month. It is August, and we welcome in our studios, he's Sergeant Dave Coffey, born and raised in Champaign County, married, 3 sons, 4 grandkids. You don't look old enough to have four grandkids, Dave.
Oh, I do.
Started the sheriff's office in 1998. Patrol deputy 5 years, investigations for two. Sergeant for the last 13. You're retiring?
I have 1 month left.
Well, now what?
I may be radio broadcasting.
It's the Dave Coffey Show. Why did you get into this?
I really like helping people. That's the biggest thing I've gotten out of this of, you know, the good people and the bad people that I've helped through the years. And, you know, even the bad ones, like I said, if I can knock them on the good side of the fence, it's made me feel good about myself helping them.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors, their website, callsktoday.com.
Alto Vineyards has long been a leader in the Illinois wine industry, and this year they're celebrating their 30th anniversary with a number of events, including Wine Down Sundays, Music Among the Vines, and more. Stop by Alto Vineyards each weekend throughout the spring and summer and indulge in Illinois wines, premium beers, soft drinks, and light food items, all while experiencing the best local musicians in central Illinois. For more details, visit altovineyards.net or call 356-4784.
Music Among the Vines continues this weekend at Alto Vineyards on Saturday with the sounds of the Blues Deacons beginning at 7:30.